Almost Famous is the new semi-autobiographical movie about the time in the 70s when screenwriter and director Cameron Crowe was a teenaged writer for Rolling Stone magazine. Crowe wrote the film Fast Times at Ridgemont High and wrote and directed Say Anything and Jerry Maguire. Henry Sheehan has a review.
When a period rock movie opens in 1969 and unwinds mostly during 1973, you know it's going to be full of long hair, bell bottoms, Volkswagens, and all the other details production and costume designers love to pile on. But the moment when you know that the 43-year-old Cameron Crowe has perfectly nailed the era doesn't really need any of that useful stuff. It happens early on when a young woman tells her mom that she's leaving home. The daughter has no hope that her mother will ever understand her reasons, but if she really wants to try to understand her daughter, then mom should listen to a song her splitting offspring is going to play on the family record player. I won't say what the song is because hearing it is kind of a nostalgic rush and kind of a joke, too. But the encounter does perfectly recall an age when young people, formerly called teenagers, could hear all their frustrations and dreams summed up in a 4-minute rock song, or 15 minutes with guitar and drum solos. And while you might tell your parents you're playing your song for them so they might understand, you didn't really believe that. You played it as a sign of your scorn, for they just didn't have the ears to listen. Moments like this provide a vital and kinetic backdrop for Almost Famous, Crowe's story of his formation as a young writer. Brought up by a strong-willed mother whose convictions ran the gamut from conventional, she was strongly anti-drug, to eccentric, she celebrates Christmas in September to avoid the commercialization, Crowe's character, William Miller, is almost doomed to be exceptional. As a 15-year-old neophyte rock writer, he captures the attention of the legendary rock critic Lester Bangs, ably played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Bangs warns him against the temptations of going native, of letting rock bands and their record companies seduce him into thinking he is cool. But young William ends up in temptation's lap in the form of Stillwater, a working band on the eve of a commercial breakthrough. A Rolling Stone editor, not knowing William's tender age, assigns him to go on tour with the group. Along the way, William befriends them, especially their talented lead guitarist, Russell Hammond. Along with Bangs and his mom, Russell becomes one of William's gurus. But gurus can clash, as happens when mom catches up with Williams on a backstage payphone, and Russell, not knowing what he's walking into, tries to condescendingly placate her.
Russell, no, Russell, Russell, Russell.
Hey, Mom, it's Russell Hammond. I play guitar in Stillwater. Hey, how does it feel to be the mother of the greatest rock journalist we've met?
Ow!
Hello? Hello? Look, you got a great kid here. There's nothing to worry about. We're taking good care of him, and you should come to the show sometime.
Hey,
join the circus.
Listen to me, mister. Your charm doesn't work on me. I'm on to you. Oh, of course you like him.
Well, yeah.
He worships you people. And that's fine by you as long as he helps make you rich.
Rich? I don't think so.
Listen to me. He's a smart, good-hearted 15-year-old kid with infinite potential. This is not some apron-wearing mother you're speaking to. I know all about your Valhalla decadence, and I shouldn't have let him go.
He's not ready for your world of compromised values and diminished brain cells that you throw away like confetti. Am I speaking to you clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
If you break his spirit, harm him in any way, keep him from his chosen profession, which is law, something you may not value, but I do, you will meet the voice at the other end of this telephone, and it will not be pretty. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't ask for this role,
but I'll play it.
That's Frances McDormand as William's mom, and in a movie full of good performances, hers stands out like an eagle among doves. She's just about as predatory, too, until it comes to her young. Then, McDormand the actress is as nurturing as her character. As young William, newcomer Patrick Fugit is intelligent and likable, but he wouldn't come across as quite so complete without his scenes with McDormand. The movie is sprinkled with Crowe's insider looks at rock and roll, but there's a bigger truth to Crowe's emergence as a filmmaker in Almost Famous. One of William's new friends is Penny Lane, a groupie played by Kate Hudson. Almost as young as William, Penny nurses, under a holly-go-lightly exterior, a secret crush on Russell. The guitarist, played by Billy Crudup, uses that crush when he sees fit, but he guards his prerogatives and status as a rock star, too, refusing to take seriously the affections of a woman who may be too good for him. This, in a nutshell, is what Crow's films are always about. Whether it's Ione Skye not realizing what a treasure John Cusack is in Say Anything, or Tom Cruise overlooking Renee Zellweger in Jerry Maguire, Crow's films are full of the blindly presumptuous not appreciating the secretly ardent. What's remarkably mature about Crow is that since he was 15, he's been able to see it all as part of the human comedy.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.